you will find out about.
Okay, well, maybe we lost it by one vote like about 6 years ago. I'll never forget the day.
That way, they helped out whenever.
Shannon has the stuff in here. The material's been passed out.
She's going to jail.
All right. Well, maybe we could just have your staff check on whether these bills are moving separately. That was our information, and then you can let us know. Now, I think if we could turn to the summary of the comparison on Article 3 on the House side, the health care. Healthcare article. And again, members, the idea is to go through and adopt the similar or very nearly similar items and terms of language, but anything having to do with money is still pending the outcome of the decisions in the spreadsheet.
How could it space? Be gone.
Okay.
Am I here, Karen? This is just the House and Senate bills. Yeah.
Okay. Madam Chair, we're comparing the health care article, House Article 3, to Senate Article 4. Mm-hmm. The first section, Senate Section 1, is Senate only. It adds the purpose of an ongoing transfer from the Health Care Access Fund that it's being used to cover the costs related to the provider tax. It's a Senate only provision. Section 2.
We'll hold on that. Okay.
Section 2, Senate Section 2, also Senate only. It authorizes DH to fund voluntary outreach programs targeted at women whose children are affected by prenatal alcohol or drug use.
We'll hold on that item.
House Sections 1 and 2 are similar to Senate Article 5, Section 5, and Section 6. They both deal with the advisory, the Council on Disability. Section 1 provides that the council does not expire because it performs functions that are not purely advisory. Section 2 removes the June 30th, 2007 sunset date. The difference here is in the effective dates. The House has an immediate effective date in both sections. Otherwise, they're identical.
I don't think it expires immediately, so
Madam Chair,
that's maybe the difference.
Expires June 30th of 2007, so it would expire before August 1st, which would be the effective date otherwise. I think that's
right,
what
but we did have the date of June 30th in here. I don't know. Does staff have a recommendation on this?
Madam Chair, I don't think it matters too much. Perhaps you could just go with the immediate effective date if there's agreement on the changes.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I move we adopt the House language in Article 3, Sections 1 and 2.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, the next section is Senate only. It's Section 4. It establishes outreach programs for the Minnesota healthcare programs.
We'll hold on that.
And Madam Chair, the next section is Senate Section 5, Senate only. It requires the Commissioner to award a grant to implement the web-based primary care access pilot project in Hennepin and Ramsey counties.
We'll hold on that.
Next sections are House Section 3, Senate Section 6. These sections are identical. They eliminate ratable reductions that apply to Bethesda Hospital.
Madam Chair, I would move that we adopt the House language in Section 3.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, I know we talked about some of the money things we're adopting and not adopting a spreadsheet, but I know some of the stuff we're adopting absolutely has a cost. Like we adopted the $125 and the $50 housing thing, which repealing those absolutely carries a cost. Is there some way we can keep track of what we're doing that absolutely carries a cost?
Representative
like
Abler,
this?
Maybe you didn't hear me, but each day I've said we're adopting the language only. And, of course, whether it ends up in the bill depends on what is done with the spreadsheet.
Oh, okay. I'm just, okay.
And, but, you know, so that we don't have to go back and do all of these later, if they are in the spreadsheet, we're doing that work now.
So it still isn't decision-making, Madam Chair. It's just
it's agreeing
language.
On language.
If we're going to do it, that's the language we use.
Yeah,
I know.
That's
Thank
right.
You. Appreciate that.
Well, and just to clarify that a little bit more, Madam Chair, if we later get to the money and we want to change the language to adjust with the money, is that still open as well?
Yes, Representative.
Madam Chair, House Section 4, Senate Section 7, deal with the Medicaid disproportionate share hospital payments. Both the House and the Senate limit the general assistance medical care expenditures that be counted as DISH. The House would make this provision permanent, and the Senate leaves a June 30th of 07 expiration date. The House would allow payments under the certified public expenditure provision to be used to draw a federal match. We require GMC payments to be used before these payments. The Senate would allow certified public expenditure payments made by Hennepin County Medical Center to be considered Medicaid DISH payments for the current biennium along with GMC payments, and the Senate provides a retroactive effective date.
So I think we'll hold on this right now.
Madam Chair, the next section is Senate Section 8, Senate only. It allows payments made under the certified public expenditure section, not just non-state payments, to be used to earn federal funds for the adjustments. And this amends a subdivision that the House repeals.
We'll hold on this item.
Madam Chair, then the next section deals with long-term care hospital payment rate adjustments, provides a 13% rate increase for Bethesda effective July 1 of 07, and the language is identical. There are different effective dates.
Can we adopt the identical language and hold on the effective dates?
Okay, Madam Chair, I would move we adopt the identical language, and we will discuss the effective dates later.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, House Section 6, Senate Section 10 deal with the services that MA can purchase through competitive bidding. The language would delete the special transportation services and replace it by non-emergency medical transportation, level of need determinations, disbursement of public transportation passes, and volunteer and recipient mileage. There's a technical difference on which the staff would recommend the Senate. And in addition, there's a policy difference. The Senate adds a paragraph that states that the commissioner may not use competitive bidding for special transportation services.
Okay. So could we hold the one paragraph out and adopt the rest of it? Since it's identical?
Madam Chair, I'd like to hold on this whole provision if we could.
All right.
Madam Chair, next section, House Section 7, Senate Section 11, deals with the procedures for level of need determinations for non-emergency medical transportation. It's identical.
I'd also like to hold on this if we could.
Do you want to hold on this whole
section of
the whole
thing.
Section of the bill,
if we could.
Not just certain articles?
Right, if we could do that.
All right,
yes.
So let's just hold on all of them, and then let's skip through that. And
Madam Chair, Madam Chair, may I inquire why we want to hold just
Senator?
Just agreements, or?
Sure.
Representative.
Madam Chair, I think that if we, I think what we're trying to accomplish in that first section that we skipped over is really that last provision that makes the most difference. And I think there's still some policy concerns over here about the differences between those two. And I think that there's language issues in Section 7 and Section 11 that, in terms of stretcher care, that we should look into a little more carefully before we actually adopt the language. So I think we may need to make some technical changes to that language.
Okay.
We'll be coming back to all of these, so not to worry. All right.
Madam Chair, the next section is House Only, Section 8. This provides that an MA enrollee who is charged with a crime, incarcerated in a jail, workhouse, or correctional facility for less than 12 months shall have eligibility suspended at the time of incarceration until release. It's a House-only provision.
I believe this is a separate bill in the Senate, and we have an amendment pending for it, so we'd like to just hold on this item.
Madam Chair, the next section, House Section 9, is House-only. Would require the commissioner to disregard as income any portion of a monetary gift received by an applicant or enrollee that's designated for purchase of a prosthetic device that's not covered by a third-party payer or by MA.
Madam Chair, if
Representative Walker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If Representative Huntley could just give a brief explanation, that would be
Chair.
Important for the senators to understand that.
Madam Chair, when the microphones are turned, we can't hear anything.
I apologize. I just wanted Representative Huntley to give a brief explanation.
This is a gentleman, I think he's about 25, that was in a severe motorcycle accident, basically been in the hospital ever since, and he has to have an artificial leg. And medical assistance will only pay for the old-fashioned wooden kinds, and this gentleman would like to get one of the modern ones like you see on TV with the vets coming back that can run marathons on it. And the community he lives in is holding a fundraiser to purchase that. But if that happens, it's my understanding that affects his medical assistance eligibility.
So the prosthetic device is being counted as an asset?
Yes.
And this has no fiscal impact?
No, because it's just basically this one individual.
Oh, okay. Well, I think we could be ready to take that provision.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Aaron Lemataimen is his name. Good Finnish name in northern Minnesota. So you're willing to adopt that? Madam Chair, then I would move we adopt the House language in Section 9.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, the next section, Section 12, is Senate only. It eliminates the requirement that the Commissioner of Human Services modify the healthcare program application form to require more detailed information to verify assets and income.
We'll hold this item.
Then the next section is House Section 10, House Only, limits MA coverage of circumcisions to those that are medically necessary. It removes the limitation just to newborn circumcisions and also removes the exemption for well-established religious practice.
I believe this was recommended by the department. Was this in a department bill that we didn't have in the Senate for some reason?
Madam Chair, it was added as an amendment, I think, in finance. I think this is conformity with federal guidance on this. I think the religious exemption was struck down by the court, or there's some concern about that.
They didn't get a waiver for it, I believe.
They didn't get a waiver for it. That's correct, yes.
Okay, so I think we could take this one.
Madam Chair, I would move we adopt the House language in Section 10.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, Section 11 is House only. It expands MA coverage of chiropractic services.
We'll hold this item.
Then the next section is House Section 12. It, I guess, modifies terminology related to the formulary committee, changing board to committee.
Mm-hmm. Do you know where this came from?
Representative Murphy, I believe. I think it's department.
It's a department bill.
Is this a request by the department also?
Yes, Madam Chair. It's from House File 1991 and the corresponding Senate file.
Well, Madam Chair, if that would, if we already adopted 1991, then that should be in there.
Did we 1991? No.
At this part.
Okay. And was there a reason we didn't do 1991?
Madam Chair, we've adopted some of 1991, but not all of it, so.
Okay. All right, so.
Not been adopted.
This portion has not been adopted. I don't think we have any objection to it.
So, Madam Chair, I would move we adopt House Language Section 12.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, House Section 13 was just previously adopted. The next section would be House Section 14, Senate Section 13, dealing with MA coverage for Medicare Part D drug co-payments. The difference is that the Senate would cover all co-payments. The House would require a recipient to first incur $12 a month in co-payments.
We'll hold on this item.
Madam Chair, next section, House Section 15, Senate Section 14, increases MA reimbursement for mileage rate for persons who need a wheelchair accessible van from $1.35 to $1.43 per mile. It's identical in both bills.
This one, I'm
going to hold on that too.
This is okay?
I'm okay with this, yeah.
All right. B section.
We skip 14.
We put 14 on hold.
Okay.
We're up to 15.
Madam Chair, I'd move we adopt the language in Section 15.
Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted. Okay, the Senate is in recess now to the call of the chair. Okay.
Madam Chair, next section is a House only, Section 16. This sets the MA reimbursement rate for mileage at 15 cents below the IRS rate, which would raise it to about 33.5 cents per mile from the current 20 cents.
We'll hold this item.
The next section is Senate-only Section 15, allows community clinics to choose an alternative payment methodology.
Hold this item.
And the next section deals with is House Section 17. It's identical except for technical differences to the Senate provision. It provides for MA coverage for services provided by a community health worker.
Madam Chair, I would move the House language in Section 17.
Madam Chair, I think.
Representative Thiessen?
Okay. Well, Representative Clark, I think, has something.
Madam Chair, I'd like to move the amendment H2171A148. And what that is deleting the word, this is in terms of the community health workers, so that the supervision is not provided by a physician. We delete physician and insert registered nurse. And I can explain the reason for this. This is in discussion with the Nurses Association and others who I think make a good case that this particular type of community health service is best supervised by a nurse as the gatekeeper, not by a physician. And these are folks who would be needing that kind of supervision in the community so that the community health workers who have some training but not necessarily the degree that they can be totally independent would have that kind of supervision in the field.
Well, It already has an advanced practice registered nurse in the language.
Right, Madam Chair, that's different than a registered nurse. That's a person who does
I understand
have.
That it's different, but...
Madam Chair, Mr. Chair, it requires a degree of practice that isn't really necessary. That advanced practice nurse and a physician are not necessarily in the, you know, even have the skills that would be needed for some of the community service work that's being done here, the community health work.
Okay, well, my understanding was that we were going to add the nurse, not delete the physician. So why don't we
just lay this over? Madam Chair, I don't have a big problem with that. We could do that, I guess.
Okay, well, the amendment doesn't.
You want to wait?
Let's just lay this section over.
Madam Chair, the next section would then be Senate Section 18. This would eliminate copayments for services provided on or after January 1 of 2008, except for the copayment on non-emergency visits to an emergency room.
We'll put this on hold.
The next section, Section 19, is Senate only. It states that MA reimbursement for drugs is restored to the extent it was reduced due to the copayments effective March 1st of 08.
We'll put this on hold.
And Madam Chair, the next section, Section 18, is a House-only section. It basically modifies the state program participation program requirement for dental providers for providers that are serving children with special health care needs.
We'll put this on hold.
The next section, Section 19, is also House-only. It would require the Commissioner of Human Services to contract with the Youth Special Kids program to provide care coordination for persons with high-cost medical conditions.
We'll put this on hold.
And Madam Chair, House Section 20 is House only. It's similar. It's a contract with the Youth Special Kids for children with high-cost mental health conditions.
Put this on hold. I might just add, for those who are interested in these provisions, that they are supposed to have turned in a report to the Department of Human Services based on the last biennium's appropriation that has not been received.
Madam Chair, Section 21 is House only. It deals with the IGT payments. It would allow the Commissioner to limit payments to providers' actual costs if CMS...
Next item on hold. Okay.
Madam Chair, Section 22 and House and Senate Section 23 deal with certified public expenditures.
We'll put this on hold.
Madam Chair, Senate only Section 24 states that enrollees in the QA plan fail to submit income reports and certification forms in a timely manner. Enrollees may enroll with one additional month.
We'll put this on hold. Put that on hold.
House Section 24 and Senate Section 26, Step A reimbursement for treatment access to health plans. And these are identical except for technical differences in the recommended Senate.
Is this the $10 million item that's funded, one from the Health Care Access Fund and, in your case, from the General Fund?
Mm-hmm.
And we're just adopting the language. So, Madam Chair, I would move we adopt the Senate language for Section 24.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
I just checked.
28 states that GAMC recipients. Yeah, they're working on it.
We'll hold on that item. So maybe we could just confine ourselves to the identical part of this section.
The identical is the care coordination coverage and the sign language. And then the house language that is talking about JMC prescription drug coverage, and we adopted that in Senate File 2203.
So that could be deleted here. So we could adopt everything except the co-payment language.
Madam Chair, I'd move in that we adopt everything except the co-payments in section 25.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. We'll put that on hold.
House Section 26 and Section 31 modifies the definition of gross income for farm self-employed by eliminating the depreciation as added back in. And the Senate also has some components for the
So maybe we could just deal with the identical language regarding the add-back of depreciation.
Madam Chair, I'd move we adopt the identical language of Article 26.
Any discussion?
Section 26.
Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is adopted. We'll hold that item.
Senate only section 33 increases inpatient hospitalization annual limit from $10,000 to $20,000 in Medicare.
We'll hold that item. So we'll hold on that. So we'll hold that item.
Senate Section 36 states that the requirement that an applicant provide their Social Security number does not apply to undocumented non-citizens and non-immigrants who are eligible for Minnesota care.
We'll hold that item.
Senate Section 37, the Senate only increases the income eligibility limit from 175% to 200%.
hold that item.
Senate Section 38 states that children who are non-citizens or non-immigrants are eligible for medical care.
Hold that item.
House Section 29 was done in Senate File 2203. Senate Section 39 is Senate only. It requires an application and application assistance to be provided at some additional sites, at CERT program sites, public programs, etc.
Hold on that item. We'll hold that item.
Senate 38, Section 41 removes the requirement that applicants and enrollees submit the names of their employers and contact names and telephone numbers for each employer for purposes of verifying income.
We'll hold that item.
Senate Section 42 returns the renewal period to 12 months instead of the 6 months.
We'll hold that item. We'll hold that item.
Senate Section 44 exempts children from the requirement that they be eligible for Minnesota care and they must not have employer subsidized health coverage for 18 months.
We'll hold that item.
Section 45 is Senate only exempts children from the requirement that they can't have insurance for the past 4 months before being eligible for Minnesota.
We'll hold that item. We'll hold that item.
Section 47 of Senate only clarifies that an applicant who is living in a shelter can use that address as a residence of the social health.
We'll hold that item.
House Section 30 and Senate Section 48 deal with setting a critical access dental reimbursement rate in Minnesota care, and the House decreases this rate. 33%, and
we'll hold that item. Hold that item.
Senate Section 50,
we'll hold that item. We'll hold that item. We'll hold that item.
Do that.
Well, I guess we'll hold that item till we figure it out. Hold that item.
Section 55 is Senate only. This establishes a small employer option buy-in for Minnesota care.
A hold on that item. Hold on that item.
Senate Section 32 is House only. It requires the Commissioner of Health to study county-based purchasing initiatives, compare them to the initiatives to manage care plans, serving all the programs.
Hold on that item.
Health care programs and the health care providers. The Senate have this
We'll hold on that item.
House section 34 is house only and allows commissioner to request an increase for
We'll hold on that item.
House section 35 is house only. This requires the commission to report to the legislature on fiscal impact of the Deficit Reduction Act on Minnesota ME pharmacy program. It requires the pharmacy payment reform advisory committee to present findings and recommendations to the commissioner on specified topics related to the deficit reduction.
We'll hold on that item.
Madam Chair, did the Senate act on this topic about the pharmacists and the DEFRA changes and the ingredients?
No.
Not at all. Just curious. Thank you.
The bill never came to the Finance Committee.
Oh,
I don't know if it was, I don't believe it was heard in the Policy Committee. I don't know.
Because there's a real issue with this, and I'm sure you're aware of it. Thank you.
Well, I'm also really aware of the fact that you don't know what your fiscal note on this item is, so I think we should hold on it.
Not for today. I just didn't. I didn't think it was a consent calendar item. So.
Right. Okay.
Senate section 36 is house only. It requires counties that realize unions to county-based purchasing.
We will hold on those two items, although I believe that Section 56 has no fiscals. We'll hold on that item. Next one that we have is Article 4 on the House side.
Madam Chair, first section is Senate only, Section 1. It amends an existing statute on reverse mortgages. It requires the mandatory counseling a borrower must receive to include an explanation of the new reverse mortgage incentive that's elsewhere in the Senate bill.
Hold on that item.
House Section 1, this is a House only provision, provides an exception to the nursing home moratorium for a facility in Roseville, and it increases
Hold
the
on that item.
Madam Chair, that should be Robbinsdale, not Roseville.
Madam Chair, House Section 2, Senate Article 2, Section 3 deal with parental contributions and pre-tax health flexible spending accounts. Both the House and Senate include this language on the pre-tax accounts, but in addition, the House only would modify the parental contributions for TEFRA by reducing it by $100 per month.
Well, maybe we could adopt the pre-tax language. Is it identical?
Madam Chair, yes, it is.
Madam Chair, I would move that we adopt the pre-tax language in Section 2.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, the next section, Senate Section 2, is Senate only. It authorizes three different ICFMR downsizing projects and also provides rate increases.
Okay, we'll hold on that, on those items.
Madam Chair, the next section, House Section 3 and Senate Section 3, they adjust the Family Support Program grant amounts to reflect any cost of living adjustment. So they're identical on that. But in addition, and I think this is not noted in the comparison summary, the House strikes the requirement that the design and delivery of services suit the dependent's chronological age.
And maybe we could adopt the identical portion.
Madam Chair, I would move that we adopt the identical portion of Section 3.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, House Section 4, Senate Section 22, both provide a rate increase for a day training and rehabilitation provider in St. Louis County, but the reimbursement language is phrased differently. The Senate refers to 94% of 125% of the statewide median. The House says that the rate cannot exceed 95% of 125% of the statewide median or the regional average, whichever is higher.
Why don't we hold that item?
The next section, Section 4, is Senate only, requires the Department of Human Services in cooperation with MHFA to establish an information referral system related to reverse mortgages and to coordinate necessary training for senior linkage line employees and others.
We'll hold on that item.
House Section 5 is a House only provision, requires the Commissioner to establish a disability linkage line.
We'll hold on that item.
And Madam Chair, I believe the committee has already adopted sections 6 through 18. So the next open section would be House Section 19 and Senate Section 7. This relates to the Board on Aging, incorporating information about housing with services and consumer rights in the Minnesota Help Info database. The House and Senate differ in what information must be what information Housing with Services establishments must provide to the department. House requires information consistent with the Uniform Consumer Information Guide. The Senate would outline the information to be reported and require state agencies to align this section with the Consumer Information Guide. And also the Senate, but not the House, includes a reference to the reverse mortgages.
Okay, we'll hold on that item.
House Section 20 is a House-only section. It just adds a cross-reference.
We'll hold on that item.
House Section 21, the House-only provision. Effective July 1 of 2008, increases the MA asset limit for the aged, blind, and disabled.
We'll hold on that item.
House Section 22's House only. It increases the MA spend down standard and it phases in the increase.
We'll hold on that item.
Section 23 is House only. It specifies that the availability of assets related to a spousal asset division must be calculated according to federal law.
Hold on that item.
House 24, Senate Section 8, require the Commissioner of Human Services to establish a process with the Centers for Independent Living that allows persons residing in nursing facilities to receive information about community support options. This language is identical except for a head note on which staff would recommend the House.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I would move that we adopt the House language in Section 24.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, House Section 25 and Senate Section 9 provide MA coverage for sign language interpreter services regardless of the number of employees of a health care provider. It's identical in both bills.
Madam Chair, I'd move we adopt Section 25.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, Section 26 is House only. It would specify that MA would cover the self-directed supports option upon federal approval. This is a state option made available to states under the Deficit Reduction Act.
We'll hold on this item.
Section 10, Madam Chair, is Senate only, reduces the payment rate by 15% for PCA service assessments that are not completed on time.
We'll hold on that item.
Madam Chair, House Section 27 is House only. It's the corresponding, I guess, statutory language related to the self-directed supports option.
We'll hold on that item.
Madam Chair, the next section then is Senate Section 11, Senate-only provision. Provides that a community support plan may include the use of reverse mortgage payments.
We'll hold on that item.
Okay. Madam Chair, next section, Section 28, deals with long-term care consultation services and assessment and support planning. Senate does not include the language on assessments, but Senate File 2231 has identical language, and the House does not include a reverse mortgage provision that's in the Senate Section 12.
Maybe we can adopt the provision and hold on the reverse mortgage language.
Madam Chair, I would move that we adopt the language in this, except for the House, or we would not adopt the Senate language on the reverse mortgage.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, House Section 29 and Senate Section 13 are identical. They require transition assistance to include information about the Centers for Independent Living and other organizations.
Madam Chair, I move we adopt Section 29.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, the next sections, House Section 30, Senate Section 14, deal with transitional long-term care consultation. There are some technical differences on which the staff would recommend the Senate. There is a policy difference in paragraph A. The House would require consultation to be offered to all prospective assisted living residents. The Senate would require establishments to inform prospective residents of the availability of these consultation services.
Yeah, let's hold that.
Madam Chair, then the next section, sections 31 through section 45 were adopted earlier by the committee. That brings us to Senate Section 15, which is Senate only, and it provides alternative care services and other benefits to persons who, I guess, participate in the reverse mortgage program.
We'll hold that item.
Madam Chair, Senate Section 46 and House Section 16 modify the elderly waiver program, instituting rate limits and other controls. Let's see. The Senate Senate Section 16 combined with Senate File 2231 is identical, except for some differences in cross-references and terminology. So, so if this is adopted, the staff would recommend the Senate language on those differences.
Madam Chair, I move the Senate language in Section 46.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, House Section 47 is a House-only provision. It would increase the number of living-at-home block nurse programs from 33 to 51. It would also increase the base amount that these programs receive from $80,000 to $100,000.
We'll hold that item.
Madam Chair, House Section 48 was adopted earlier. Senate Section 49 and Senate Article 4, Section 20 would extend the expiration date of the Region 10 Quality Assurance System and make some other changes. It's identical in both bills.
Madam Chair, I'd move we adopt Section 49.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, the next sections, House 50 and Senate Article 4, Section 21, extend the expiration date of the Quality Assurance Commission. It's identical in both bills.
Madam Chair, I'd move we adopt Section 50.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The next section, House 51, Senate Article 4, Section 22, deal with a statewide quality assurance and improvement system for persons receiving disability services. There are a number of technical differences in which the staff recommend a combination of House and Senate. There's also a policy difference. House requires survey field testing in 2008, implementation in 2009. Senate requires field testing and then a report on the appropriations necessary to implement.
Let's hold this item.
Madam Chair, the next section, 17, is Senate only, prohibit state recovery actions for alternative care services paid for a person who qualifies for AC through the reverse mortgage program.
Hold this item.
Section 52 of the House was adopted earlier. Section 53 of the House and Senate Section 18 deals with contracts for a nursing facility that opens a ventilator-dependent unit. The difference is that the Senate sets a higher rate for two facilities. The Senate also sets a rate for a unit for a facility in Blue Earth County. And there are also some technical differences on which staff would recommend the House.
We'll hold on this item.
Madam Chair, Sections 54 and 55 were previously adopted. Senate Section 19 would amend the nursing home COLA language for the existing biennium, would allow DHS to waive application deadlines under extraordinary circumstances.
I think this is a DHS bill that they requested because there was a facility in northern Minnesota that had a labor dispute and couldn't get their plan in time for this biennium to meet the deadline for a COLA. I don't think it has a fiscal impact.
Madam Chair, I assume there must be a cost with this on the spreadsheet then.
No.
No cost.
No cost. It's just a technical issue that needs to be cleared up so DHS can deal with this facility.
Okay. Madam Chair, I move we adopt the language in Section 19.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, House Section 56 provides reimbursement to nursing facilities for costs associated with life safety code compliance. Senate File 2190, which has passed the Senate, has similar language related to code compliance. There are some policy differences. The Senate does not include language that would allow facilities to include costs not reimbursed under the section as part of a construction project, and also does not allow DHS to allocate unspent funds to qualifying facilities for other life safety code requirements.
Hold this item.
Okay. Section 57 is a house only provision. It provides a rate increase for a property rate increase for a facility in Hennepin County.
We'll hold this item.
Section 58 is house only. It increased the operating payment rates of all nursing facilities in Chisago County to the Group 3 median.
We'll hold this item.
Section 59 would increase the property payment rate for a facility in Hennepin County.
We'll hold this item.
Section 60 provides a property rate adjustment for a facility in Kennebec County.
Hold this item.
Section 61 increases operating payment rates to the Group 3 median for facilities in Rice County located near the border.
Hold this item.
And, Madam Chair, House Section 62 would increase the case mix rate for a facility in Faribault County.
We'll hold this item.
Madam Chair, House Section 63, Senate 21, is the nursing facility COLA. There are a number of policy differences. The Senate has 3.12% first year only, plus 0.13% quality add-on in Section 42. The House has 3% per year. Senate excludes Benton, Stearns, and Sherburne County facilities. The House does not. The House includes a facility administrator as an eligible employee. The Senate does not. Senate requires half of the COLA to be used for an equal hourly wage increase for all eligible employees. The House does not. And differences in how unionized facilities are treated.
We'll hold this item.
House 64 is House only. Provides a formula to determine the reimbursement rate for facilities that participate in PERA.
We'll hold this item.
House 65 and Senate 22 have a rate adjustment for a facility in Big Stone County. They're similar with some technical differences, which the staff would recommend the Senate on one and the House on the other.
Part of it is recommended to House and part of it Senate.
Okay. Madam Chair, I would move that we adopt the recommended language from the Senate and the recommended language from the House in Section 65.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
House 66 is House only. It eliminates the authority for the Commissioner to annually rebase case mix indices and base rates using more current data.
We'll hold on that item.
House 67 is House only. Requires the Commissioners of Human Services and Health to include quality profiles of nursing facilities that are not MA certified in the Minnesota Nursing Home Report Card.
Hold on that item.
Sections House 68 to 98 modify the nursing facility reimbursement system. House 68 and Senate 23 require the commissioner to rebase nursing facility rates. House begins rebasing 10-109, does it over 2 years. The Senate takes 5 years, beginning 10-108. The House begins biennial rebasing 10-0111, Senate on 10-113. House inflates operating cost payment rates for 8 years in which the rebasing does not occur and the Senate does not.
We'll hold on this item.
Sections 69 through 72 are identical in both bills. 69 makes a conforming change in a cross-reference. 70 adds information technology and websites to the list of administrative costs. 71 modifies the definition of allowed costs. 72 modifies the definition of dietary costs.
Madam Chair, I move that we adopt sections 69 through 72.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Sections 73 through 79 are identical except for a technical difference in section 74. 73 redefines direct care costs. 74 modifies the definition of external fixed costs. There's a technical difference, and we recommend the House. 75 establishes new rugs weights. 76 divides facilities into two groups. 77 deletes the requirement that fringe benefits, in order to be a covered cost, must be available to all employees who work at least 20 hours per week. 78 clarifies the definition of housekeeping costs. And 79 clarifies the definition of maintenance and plant operation costs.
Madam Chair, I move that we adopt the House language in 73 through 79.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, sections 80 and 81 are identical with Senate language. 80 defines other direct care costs, and 81 divides nursing facilities into three geographic groups called peer groups.
Madam Chair, I move that we adopt sections 80 and 81.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted.
House Section 82 defines prior system operating cost payment rate. House and Senate differences reflecting the different starting dates for rebasing, otherwise they're identical.
So my suggestion would be that we adopt the language except for the starting dates.
Madam Chair, in Section 82, I move we adopt the language except for the starting dates.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
House 83 through 86 is identical with Senate language. House 83 defines raw food costs. 84 amends the definition of related organization. 85 modifies the definition of social services costs. And 86 defines therapy costs.
Madam Chair, I move we adopt sections 83 through 86.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Senate Section 42 is Senate only. It establishes a quality add-on of up to 0.13% for the rate year beginning 10-107.
We'll hold that item.
House 87 is identical with Senate 43. It establishes a formula for calculating operating per diems.
Madam Chair, I move we adopt the language in Section 87.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted.
House 88 through 92 is identical with Senate language. House 88 establishes a formula for calculating the total care-related per diem. House 89 limits the total care-related per diem to 120% of the median. House 90 limits the other operating costs per diem to 105% of the median. House 91 establishes an efficiency incentive. And House 92 establishes methods for calculating a payment rate for external fixed costs.
Madam Chair, I move we adopt sections 88 through 92.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
House 93 is House only. It requires the total care-related per diem and other operating per diem to be adjusted for inflation to adjust for the delay between the reporting year and the rate year.
Hold this item.
House 94 is identical with Senate 49. It establishes a formula for determining the total payment rate in years when rebasing occurs.
Madam Chair, I move we adopt Section 94.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
House 95 compares with Senate 50. It requires the operating payment rates of all nursing facilities to be increased to the median rate that applies to facilities in peer group one. That's House-only language. The rest of it relates to phasing in the rebased rate. And the differences are the starting time and the length of time that rebasing takes.
We'll hold this item.
House 96 is house only. It requires both the operating cost per diems under the rebasing methodology and under Section 256B 434 to be adjusted for inflation during the phase-in of operating cost payment rates.
We'll hold on this item.
House 97 compares with Senate 51. It provides that no nursing facility shall receive an operating cost payment rate less than its rate under 256B 434. The household armless covers 3 years, the Senate 5 years. There's a cross-reference to Subdivision 57 in the House bill, which is House-only language. On the technical difference, we recommend the House.
Let's hold this item.
House 98 is identical with Senate 52. It authorizes facility rate appeals.
Madam Chair, I move we adopt Section 98.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
That's the end of the nursing facility reimbursement sections. House 99 and Senate 53 add the Centers for Independent Living to the groups serving on an advisory committee. Allows persons interested to be on a list to receive notice of certain changes at least 30 days before any effective dates. They're identical except for a comma difference, and we recommend the House.
Madam Chair, I recommend that we adopt the House language in Section 99.
Representative Huntley moves the adoption of House language in Section 99. Those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted.
House 100 compares with Senate 54. It requires DHS to seek federal approval for medical assistance reimbursement of independent living skills services and other services under the home and community-based waiver, and specifies the requirements a provider must meet to be eligible for those payments. There are numerous minor drafting differences, and I think DHS
we'll
might have a
hold right
recommendation
now.
Later for us.
Just put that on hold.
House 101 and Senate 55 are the ICFMR COLA, and the House has 3% a year, the Senate has 3.25% a year, but we have a lot of the other policy differences that we do in the nursing home COLA.
So we'll put that on hold.
House 102 and a section from Senate File 1221 are comparable. They amend 256B 69 sub 23 to extend the developmental disability pilot project for 2 years. And the Senate does not include the language change in paragraph F. Don't have a recommendation on that yet.
So let's put that on hold.
House 103 is House only. It requires the commissioner to report to the legislature on the initial results of implementation of contracts with qualified Medicare special needs plans.
We'll put that on hold.
House 104 compares with Senate 56. Requires the commissioner to combine the existing biennial base level funding for deaf-blind services into a single grant program. Specifies how grants will be awarded and for what purpose. Identical except for technical difference, and we recommend the Senate with a comma after the word required.
Madam Chair, I move we adopt Section 104 with the Senate language, but with a comma after required.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion is adopted.
House 105 is House only. Adds a reference to persons eligible for a shelter needy payment in a subdivision specifying the standard of assistance for Minnesota Supplemental Aid.
We'll hold on that item.
House 106, House only modifies MSA special needs provisions.
We'll hold on that item.
House 107 and Senate Article 6, Section 27, provide group residential housing moratorium exceptions.
We'll hold on that item.
House 108 and Senate Article 6, Section 30, provide supplemental rate increases for facility in Ramsey County. On the difference in the dollar amount, apparently the House number would be the correct one.
Okay, so we could adopt that with the House language.
Madam Chair, I move we adopt the House language of Section 108.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say it. Senator Pretner Solon.
Madam Chair, there was discussion about other GRH rate facility or facilities that there would be rate increases. Is it possible that we could take these all together?
Not very easily. Do you want to hold on this, Senator Pretner Solon?
Please.
All right, we'll put this on hold.
House Sections 109 and 110 are House only. They're supplementary rate increases for certain GRH facilities.
Put that on hold.
House 111 compares with Senate Article 6, Section 28. That's a GRH supplemental rate increase for Crowley County facilities and some other facilities.
We'll put that on hold.
House 112 and 113 are House only supplementary rate increases for certain facilities.
Put that on hold. Wait a minute. Could we go back to 111 for a minute? I think that's just a technical difference.
Madam Chair, that's correct. I'm sorry.
Okay, so they're recommending the House language.
Madam Chair, I would recommend that we adopt Section 111 using the House language.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion is adopted. Okay, now we're up to 113. And we'll put that on hold.
House 114 and Senate Article 6, Section 29, supplemental rate for certain facilities in Hennepin and Ramsey counties. House sets a maximum rate at $715.78 and Senate at $700 or the existing rate. Paragraph B, the Senate continues eligibility for GRH for individuals being transitioned to independent living. This is similar to House language. It's uncodified in Section 118, and the staff recommendation would be to take the Senate language in paragraph B so that it would be codified. Drop House 118.
And is the rate difference a difference in the funding? Or?
No, it results in the same rate.
Okay. So we could adopt this item.
You want the Senate language?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Madam Chair, I move that we adopt the Senate language in Section 114.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, Senate 58 is Senate-only language relating to the reverse mortgage incentive program.
We'll put that on hold.
House 115 changes the expiration date of alternative care pilot project, and it's identical with language in Senate File 2203, which you already adopted.
So that's done. It's gone.
House 116 is House only. It exempts Fillmore County, which overspent its allowed MRRC waiver program amount in calendar year 2004 and 2005 from paying back the amount of overspending.
We'll hold on that item.
House 117 is identical to Senate 59, except for some technical differences. Requires DHS upon the recommendation of a county to license a non-residential program for youth with disabilities to provide services during non-school hours, and we recommend the Senate language.
Madam Chair, I move we adopt the Senate language in section 117.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
House 118 has been deleted.
Take the Senate or the House.
We need to move to delete that.
House 119 consists of technology recommendations. This compares with a Senate rider that provides money for to support this technology collaborative and also to provide match for the for grants under the Technology Related Assistance Act for persons with disabilities. The staff recommendation is that you put this language, take the Senate rider in the appropriations article and drop the House language. So the language would be with the appropriation.
I think... So we should wait until we get to that article and then adopt the Senate position?
Madam Chair, that would work.
All right, so we'll just cross this off. All right.
House 120 and Senate 61 are the is the COLA for the community-based providers. And... have the same differences, a lot of the same differences we've had in the other COLAs.
Okay, we'll put a hold on that item.
House 121 is House only. Requires the Commissioner of Human Services to study access to dental services for persons with disabilities and present recommendations.
We'll put a hold on that item.
House 122 is House only. Requires the commissioner to seek federal approval to allow persons who have been eligible for MAEPD for each of the 24 consecutive months prior to becoming age 65 to continue using the MAEPD eligibility rules as long as they qualify.
We'll hold that item.
House 123 is House only. Requires the Commissioner of Human Services to provide recommendations to the legislature on changes to nursing facility payment system for specialized care, setting property rates, and proper treatment of bed closure incentives.
We'll hold on that item.
House 124 is House only. It allows the Commissioner of Human Services to negotiate operating payment rate adjustments with facilities in danger of financial failure.
Hold on that item.
House 125 requires the Department of Administration to publish adopted rules in the State Register making the terminology changes specified in section 14. And I believe we've adopted section 14.
Madam Chair, it's actually a typo. It should be section 126, should be the reference there.
Oh, okay.
Did we adopt section 126?
That's the next section. That's House only. This relates to the Ombudsman for Older Minnesotans.
We'll hold those items for now.
Section 60 is Senate only. Requires DHS to study housing with services establishments and their home care services providers to assess the impact on public expenditures from residents of these establishments spending down to become eligible for public programs.
We'll hold that item.
House 127, Senate 63 are repealers. And the Senate, between the omnibus bill, Senate File 2231, and Senate File 2203, has all of these repealers, so the staff would recommend the House Section 127.
Madam Chair, I move we adopt the House language in Section 127.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. Then I think the next one that we have is Article 7, miscellaneous article on the House side.
Madam Chair, this is the miscellaneous article. The first section, Senate Section 1, is Senate only. It provides that data in the prescription electronic reporting system is governed by the law established for controlled substances electronic reporting. That's a reference to a later section in the bill.
We'll hold on this.
House Section 1, House only, requires the Commissioner of Finance to provide the legislature with information at the program, budget activity, and management activity level. Also requires the Commissioner to provide the legislature with information submitted by Commissioners of Human Services and Health on agency missions and outcome and performance measures, an explanation of any plan changes in the level of services or new activities.
We'll hold on this item.
Section 2 is House only. It provides, makes a number of changes related to the public employees insurance program. Subdivision 1 makes some technical changes. Subdivision 2 is definitions.
We'll hold on this item.
Madam Chair, this was put here as placeholder language. If the committee would be interested in having interested parties come up with some work on this, this aspect, that's why it was put into here. So as time goes on, if there's interest, this whole PEEP thing is a kind of a mess. It becomes an employer, the insurance provider of last resort for these counties and different municipalities. And so that's why it was put there. So if there's a will, that's the purpose.
Well, the will right now is to hold on.
Understood. Thank you, Madam.
Madam Chair, Senate Section 2 is Senate only. It modifies the definition of dependent to mean an unmarried child who is under the age of 25 for purposes of qualified plans.
We'll hold on that item.
House Section 3 is House only. It makes conforming changes related to the Agricultural Cooperative Health Plan for Farmers, which is established later in the House bill.
We'll put a hold on that item. I might just say that at least the original spreadsheet we saw was not carrying any cost for this item, but we do believe that there are costs in the tails.
Senate Sections 3 and 4 are Senate only. Section 3 requires the Legislative Commission on Healthcare Access to make recommendations on how to achieve universal health coverage. And Section 4 requires state agencies to provide the LLC with assistance and technical support.
We'll hold on this item.
Senate Section 7, Senate only, extends the dependent coverage to an unmarried child under the age of 25.
Hold on this item.
House Section 4 is House only, deals with language interpreter services, requires a health plan to cover sign language interpreter services and language interpreter services, requires the health plan to reimburse either the party providing the services or the provider who arranges for those services.
We'll hold on this item.
Section 5 is related to an earlier health section, requires the Commissioner of Health to provide the Commissioner of Finance with information necessary to provide base budget detail.
Hold on that item.
And House Section 6, House Only, provides that a registered nurse employed by a family planning agency may dispense oral contraceptives.
I believe we adopted this.
Okay. Madam Chair, yes, we did adopt that.
Right.
Madam Chair, Section 7, non-resident pharmacies, requires non-resident pharmacies to dispense medications in unit dose packaging or comply with Section 9 below in this article. Senate File 900 has, that passed the Senate, has similar language. And we recommend the Senate because the Senate had the more recent amendments.
All right. This is an outlier bill and should be treated as the other outlier bills were. It has no money in it. But we need to get the amendment to the House language ready for it before we can do it.
Okay. That would apply to Section 9 as well then.
Okay.
And Section 8 is House only. Provides that a prescription or drug order is not valid unless it is issued for a legitimate medical purpose arising from a prescriber-patient relationship.
Well, hold on that item.
Madam Chair, I'm not sure if this was discussed in the Senate at all. This has to do with trying to get cracked down on the internet fraud about Vicodin and all that. Same.
I'm aware of the issue. The bill was not heard in the policy committee in the Senate. I think this is part of that same bill.
No.
It's not?
This is the NASPER.
Well, this is NASPER. We'll hold on that. We're hoping we'll get that resolved so that it can go in the outlier bill section two, but we haven't had time to have a discussion about it, so we'll hold it for now. We'll hold all the NASPER sections. Mm-hmm.
Madam Chair, Article 6, this section is a technical cross-reference relating to a later section in the this article. But I'm assuming you want
to
hold.
I guess we'll take it up when we get to that later section.
House only, Section 12 excludes non-professional employees from the Department of Human Services employed in mental health facilities for the treatment of psychopathic personalities, sexual predators, and criminally insane.
Well, hold on that item.
We've already adopted House 13, 14, 15, and 16. House Section 17, Senate Article 6, Section 12, relates to chemical use assessments. Senate only has language in subdivisions 1 and 2. Subdivision 1 provides that when a person is arrested and taken into custody outside of the person's county of residence, a chemical use assessment must be completed by the person's county of residence within 3 weeks. And Subdivision 2 provides that when a person is on probation under a correctional supervision and an assessment is required, the assessor is required to contact the person's probation officer. Subdivision 3 relates to director shared financial interest. The House section and Subdivision 3 are identical, except the Senate adds a paragraph prohibiting an assessor from placing clients in treatment and requiring the assessor to gather information and provide it to the county. The county is required to make all placement decisions for clients assessed by assessors under this paragraph.
I think we'll just put this on hold. I think we can get there, but it's a little bit complicated.
The next two sections relate back to, they're adding cross-references back to this section 12 that was just put on hold.
Okay, so those will be on hold also.
House sections 18, 19, 20, 21, and 22 have already been adopted.
Madam Chair, Section 23 is a House-only section that requires the Commissioner of Human Services to provide the Commissioner of Finance with information to provide base budget detail to the legislature.
We'll hold that item.
Madam Chair, Section 24 is House-only. It denies eligibility for public assistance to any person who moves into the state with a felony conviction.
We'll hold that item.
Madam Chair, Section 25 has already been adopted. Section 26 is a House-only provision that requires the Commissioner of Human Services to develop and implement a plan to monitor prescribing of Schedule 2 and 3 controlled substances.
Hold that item.
It's part of NASPER.
Madam Chair, Sections 27, 28, 29, 30, and 31 have already been adopted. Oh, excuse me, Madam Chair. 31 was not adopted. There's a fiscal impact on that one. It was part of 298.
Right. That's correct, but they are identical.
Yes.
And Madam Chair, I move we adopt Section 31.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, Section 32 makes a statutory cross-reference change. It's House only.
This is part of another bill.
Yes, I support that.
Madam Chair, I'm not sure what the cross-reference change is.
Let's put this on hold then. I think this is one of the bills we decided would go on its own. Anatomical Gift Act. So.
Madam Chair, I'm not sure we've.
Well, we haven't. We haven't completely decided, but we decided not to take it up today.
Thank you.
Skip over it. Yes. My intention. I think that takes us up to Section 59. Oh, wait a minute. 58.
Madam Chair, Section 58 is sober houses. It's uncodified language that defines sober house, creates a work group, and requires a report to the legislature.
And we'll put that on hold.
And Madam Chair. Like that same study group you had, the department, in case this is something they would be like to doing anyway, and they didn't say they'd be out of charge for this. Not one of those free ones, but this would just be something they could do with their staff. Just free information.
This study doesn't have any cost to it?
That's what they told me.
Okay, well, we'd just like to take a look at it.
Oh, yeah, I'm just telling you. And then Representative Clark would like to do more in that section, perhaps.
Okay. Thank you for that information.
And, Madam Chair, I missed Section 57, which is a repealer. It is identical to Article 6, Section 36 in the Senate.
Okay, Section 57 is identical. We haven't yet.
57. Madam Chair, then I would move we adopt Section 57. What they do.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
There being two ayes and no nays.
Madam Chair, the next section is then House Section 59. It's House only. Requires the Commissioner of Health to convene a work group to study the provision of interpreter services.
We'll put this on hold.
Section 60 is identical to Senate Section 12. requires the Board of Pharmacy to apply for applicable federal grants and other non-state funds to implement the prescription electronic reporting system. It's identical.
This is part of NASPR. Mm-hmm. Yes. We're going to skip those for today.
And Madam Chair, House Section 61, Senate Section 13 is also part of NASPR, prohibits the Board of Pharmacy from increasing license fees.
We'll hold all those sections.
Okay. And House Section 62 is also related to NASPR. Next section is House Section 63, House Only, requires the Commissioner of Commerce to authorize a joint self-insurance pilot project sponsored by one or more agricultural cooperatives to provide health coverage.
This is on hold.
No.
House Section 64 and Senate Section 14 establish a healthcare purchasing pool study group to study and make recommendations on the creation of a voluntary statewide health plan purchasing pool. The language is identical except for membership of the study group.
We'll put that item on hold.
And Chair, then House Section 65 and Senate Section 16 are repealers. The Senate repeals all of the sections repealed in House paragraphs A and B in the summary. Senate File 2203.
I think we skipped Senate Section 15.
I'm sorry. Senate Section 15 would require health care providers and health plans that contract with the state to use and accept uniform billing forms.
And I think that is comparable to some other part of the bill that the House has. I don't know where it is, but
that should be in Article 9.
We'll put it on hold for now.
And Madam Chair, then the last section is the repealer section of House 65, Senate Section 16. As mentioned, the Senate File 2203 would repeal the same sections repealed by the House in paragraphs A and B that are listed in the comparisons bill summary.
So I think we could adopt all of these repealers except the section referring to coverage for full-time students.
A and B.
Madam Chair, then I would move we adopt Section 65 except for the part that deals with...
Madam Chair. Representative Walker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Sorry about that, Representative Huntley, but I don't think we've taken care of C.
Sorry, we can't hear. It's very hard to hear.
It's part of the Anatomical Gift Act, so it's on, that's on hold.
Yes, but Representative Huntley moved the entire...
All right, so we need to leave that one on hold also. Down here. The ones in C here.
Madam Chair, I move that we adopt Section 65 except C, paragraph C, and also we're not going to adopt the section on coverage of full-time students.
Okay, any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. Okay. And the next article
Madam Chair, there's a call of the House.
Oh.
If we could excuse.
Okay. Are you voting?
I hope so.
All right.
Boy, that was a lot.
Sometimes we have calls and it's hours before we vote.
So did it didn't help the tax team. I guess they did. They could probably just leave one person there or something. My goodness.
Art break. They're just going to vote on the
question
bonding.
For you. I don't know how all this works. In
here today, working off with this amendment that allows family planning clinics to purchase contraceptives.
Okay.
Okay. And that is part of a bill on the House and Senate
right.
side that also includes language to allow registered nurses to dispense.
Okay.
So I wasn't here. I know they adopted this.
I think this was the section that, that's just 7 that was adopted as well. I guess it's part of that motion or